In the halacha of Yadayim, there are two halachas. One is halacha that Yadayim works by the Dorim because it's considered, even against the whole thing, that's considered a lashon, and it's for hafla. And the other thing is halacha by Neder, even in case which is suffix, in terms of what the das of the Noda, what he meant, was, so that's Yadayim, is Yadayim Mechichus is sufficient. And the Ritva says that in Kedushin as well. And with this we understand Rav Papa and Rav Vav, who has a shaila whether Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or not. Because we don't understand L'Chorah, because there is no din of Haflah deeper as relates to Kedushin. For Havai, you see that even a Sukkah, but also Inyan, and if it's Mekadesh, even it didn't speak at all, it's Mekadeshes. That's the more here on Daf Avav. But Kinyan Kedushin requires a complete hochocho, the das of the husband, of the Baal. And that's the suffix of Rav Papa. If in terms of understanding and the Melchiyah, the das Kedushin, is Yadayim sufficient? Or you need a more explicit language. But the Rav very much disagreed with what's quoted by, you know, what Rav Baruch Be'er said in the Bikur Shmuel, that there's a special loch of Amir by Kedushin. And with this is also understood Toisis in Kedushin and Daf Hei, and Toisis in the Dorim, and also Daf Hei, that's the distinguished between Yadayim Gruos that are not Einu Mechichus Klal, and a psulos, according to everybody, for example, Kaddish Isha, and he didn't say Li, to Yadayin, She'enu Melchichus, that work according to the Mandiyam, that holds Yadayim She'enu Melchichus, Havyin Yadayin. For example, if you wrote Tov Se Gitten, and you didn't write for Dain or Minoy, because Yadayim She'enu Melchichus, in terms of Yadayim She'enu Melchichus, the Machloikus, between Abai and Rava, is in terms of this, you know, how explicit the language has to be.